Hey, Harvey County Digital. Welcome to episode 12, where we bring you Alex Carbajal. Alex Carbajal has been a team player, played football with him at Bethel College, so I know about that. Before that, he was a high school champion played for Fullerton out in college in California. Came to Harvey County back in 1998 and had a vision of becoming an owner broker of RE/MAX. Not only did he accomplish that, but he's accomplished many other things along the way. And through this message, he talks about hard work, patience, dedication, designing your own life, his family, and his faith life, and how important all those pillars are to him. So I'm excited for you guys to be able to learn and lend from him and this information in this interview. So blessed that he was able to be here with us today. Welcome, Alex. How you doing, man?
Doing awesome. How are you?
Man, I'm doing better than I deserve, bro. Yeah,
thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, man. Thank you for being on episode 12. We just had one of our brothers on last week, Stephen Owens.
Stephen Owens, great
episode
guy.
Episode 11, yeah. And he was also on episode 2, I think.
Yeah.
And we talked about his journey, you know, the first time he was coming on.
Hell yeah.
He was just getting in. And then the second time, he's already in there and kind of giving us a bird's eye view. And that'll be launching, I believe, at the beginning of next week, which that'll be really cool to get that out there and let people hear what it's really like in politics at that level.
You know, the transparency he brings is just amazing. We never got that before.
And cool?
The way he shares is just awesome. Love it.
Yeah, it is. And I think he really understood going into it that he wanted to communicate to all platforms, because he does it on the newspaper. He goes and does things at senior living type homes and places like that. But then he communicates to my generation, which I hadn't had that before, I don't think.
Yeah.
If it was available, I didn't listen.
Right.
So he's got me interested. Yeah. And I really appreciate that.
Absolutely.
So yeah. But the transparency is huge.
It's great.
And boy, there's a lot going on.
A lot going on.
I can't wait till the episode airs. Well, thank you for coming and spending your time. And real quick, thank you to our sponsors, RE/MAX, and then Midtown Venues.
It's our pleasure, yeah.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. And then you just bringing the platform that you have and the credibility you bring to us as Newton Chamber of Commerce president, owner, broker, RE/MAX. Mm-hmm. And you've done many other things, many other boards in the community over all these years. And I know you've help baseball teams and all kinds of other stuff that you've been a part of, coaching and everything else.
Absolutely.
All these years. And so real quick, you know, I don't want to downplay, but I didn't ask you for your resume because, you know, full disclosure, we have a personal relationship.
Right.
One of the first, you are literally, I think, one of the first people I met in Kansas. We were standing in line together to get our physicals out at Bethel
College.
That's it. That's where it starts for us, at least in our relationship.
But yeah.
You know, I think this interview is going to go pretty well. One, just because I think people will see that we're just genuinely friends.
Yeah.
But I also have an interest in a piece of your message that's resonated with me and just how you've chosen to live. And we had a lot of similarities growing up, the background. And so as I open up, you know, you came to California or from California to Kansas in 1998. And we arrived together. You had already had a national championship under your belt.
Right. Well, high school.
High school, yep, but still, high school. That's a pretty big deal.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I mean, CIF not very many people.
Right, exactly.
1% of 1%.
It's not easy to do.
No, it's not. And that means team and
dedication,
good coaching and
absolutely
good dudes around you pushing to your fullest.
That's right.
And then you went into college that had a lot of potential. And then you ended up with some injuries and you fought through that. Before that, and I'll let you share about your childhood and growing up. There's a lot there to unpack as well. But then, you know, you've continued to push yourself and excel and take risks and do things that most people wouldn't do. And it's almost natural, it seems like, for you. Mm-hmm. And I think somebody that's watched you grow over the years, we take that for granted that you make it look so easy, but you have all the same pressures and struggles that everybody else does.
Yeah.
You just keep moving.
Right.
And you're just like that Terminator that doesn't stop, you know?
Can't stop.
And that's a beautiful thing. And you've made choices.
Yeah.
And so I want to go back to one thing and I want you to start as who Alex was a kid and all that.
Sure,
so all these great things you've done, throughout your life and all the people you've helped influence and all the things you're a part of, you know, one of the things you've done for me, and this is my question, the quality of this interview is going to come down to this question, I think.
Right.
I did not believe in myself as a younger guy at all. Mm-hmm. You know, my own personal growing up and choices and things, and I was where I was at in my cloudy head. But you gave me, you came back from a meeting with a gentleman by the name of Ron Harder.
Right.
And you said, I know what I want to do. And I was like, yeah, I know what I'm going to do. I want to be in real estate. I'm going to work for this guy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do whatever I have to do. I want to get licensed and I wanted to buy it from him one day.
Yeah.
And this is 15 plus years ago.
Oh yeah.
15 plus. I mean, right. It was 18 years.
Yeah. When that about happened. 2000, yeah. 2001, right.
Yeah. So yeah, about 18, 19 years in making, in the making, but you were so clear and we were sitting talking and I remember thinking just bring my heart out there.
Yeah.
Man, I don't think he gets it. That's not how that works.
Right.
Because of where I was negative and you know, always looking at the bad stuff and how people are going to jack you and all this stuff. And at the end of the day, I kind of looked up to him because of how you looked up to him.
Yeah.
And he's been good to me and information and kind of a mentor in some ways. And by the way he lives, you know, he's just a good dude. Yeah. He's a really good guy. And I know you guys have your relationship and here we are all these years later. And not only did you do exactly that, it didn't happen overnight.
Sure didn't.
Tell me what it takes for a young Alex Carbajal. What did you look like growing up? Because I think people will freak out that you are not what people think.
Right.
A lot of people think, oh, he just always had this stuff.
Yeah.
What does that look like from Alex Carbajal as a kid? Tell me that story from Alex Carbajal as a kid to Bethel College. Let's start with that section. Yeah. Tell me about that.
Well, I'll preface with this. I mean, I was not born with a silver spoon. Nothing was just given to me. So I'll just start with that because I know a lot of times people think, well, you're in that position because you were given a lot of things. And that was never the case for me. I always had to go out and get what I wanted. But the good thing is I was raised with this foundation of working hard. You have to work hard. If you want to get something, you have to earn it. It's not going to be given to you. And even, you know, thinking back now, I think my parents probably could have given me a lot more. They just chose not to. And back then I probably thought, you know, maybe, we just didn't have the means to have certain things, but I think it was just my parents instilling this, this character in us and all of us that, you know, if you want something, you're going to have to work hard for it. We're not just going to give it to you. And that's just how it was growing up. So even as a young kid, I didn't have, you know, all the video games, I didn't have all those things. If I wanted something, I had to earn it. So at a young age, and I grew up in San Diego, it was an area where, you know, there was poverty around us. And if I wanted to buy something, I had to earn it, whatever it was, whether I had to mow lawns or do something like that. I earned it doing chores.
Right.
Earned it by allowances. It probably, I would say when I was about 8 years old is when I was really earning more. So my dad took me aside and said, hey, want to start a business? Mowing lawns. I was like, yeah, I want to earn money. So we started a lawn business. And then it kind of grew from that. We would install irrigation systems. And I'm there with the shovel and he's teaching me how to put pipes together. And we would install irrigation systems here. And I'm 8, 9, 10 years old doing all of this.
Right.
Landscaping businesses. So at a very young age, I got to understand what it was like to be your own owner. I wasn't working for anybody else. I was working for my dad. We were working together. It was almost like a partnership. Getting up early, you know, I never really slept in because when you're doing something like that, you don't want to work in the heat of the day, middle of the day. So, you know, we're getting up early. And so that hard work was kind of instilled in me at a very young age. And I thank my dad all the time for that because, you know, back then there was times where I didn't want to do something, but I had committed to it. And he kind of said, you got to do it. And I wanted to be out hanging out with my friends and I wouldn't.
Of course.
And a lot of that happened. But now looking back, I thank my dad. I'm like, you know, thanks for doing those things. Thanks for making me have to do those things. And, you know, it really benefits me now. And there's several reasons why. I mean, you know, whether it's being able to fix something, you know, being mechanically inclined to fix my vehicle, fix stuff around the house. I mean, that's all stuff that he had me do at a very young age. You know, I can buy a house now, renovate it, and have a rental property, and I don't have to pay someone to do that. I do it on my own. And that's all because having to do it with my dad.
Right.
You know, he taught me all those things. So at a very young age, that entrepreneurial spirit was kind of instilled in me. And then in junior high, here's a funny story. So they used to call me the Candyman. And back then there was a song that came out, Candyman. It was kind of funny, but
yeah. I remember that song. Yeah.
they didn't call me Candyman because of the song, but it was just because I sold candy.
Right.
And so, you know, at a young age, I went to Costco or something like that with my mom and dad. And I'm looking at the candy boxes and I'm thinking, wait a minute. If I sell those and I charge this much, I can double my money. I'm like, I'm going to do that. So I saved up some money, told my parents what I wanted to do. And they're like, go for it. Go ahead. We're behind you 100%. So I ended up buying 4, 5, 6 different boxes of chocolates and Skittles and everything, put them in a big duffel bag, carried them. Cause I used to walk to school. So, you know, and it was far. Or ride my bike. So, I mean, it probably took me 15, 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes to ride my bike to school with this big old duffel bag. And I would sell out on my candy before lunch. I mean, it was awesome. That's I was awesome. Making a lot of money.
Yeah. As a kid.
Yeah. As a kid, I'm like, yeah, this is great. So I went out and I actually surveyed everybody, say, what's your favorite candy? And I would actually get those candies because I wanted to make sure I didn't hold inventory.
Yeah.
I wanted to sell everything. So it got to the point where I got called into the principal's office because, I didn't know why, right? I'm kind of concerned. I mean, I was a good kid. I, you know, try to stay out of trouble. So I'm thinking, oh, what's going on? Why am I getting called into the principal's office? He sits me down and he's really upset with me. And I'm thinking, I didn't do anything. What's going on? I mean, I was on, you know, on these clubs and I was involved in the school trying to do good things. And he goes, Alex, you can't sell candy. And I'm thinking, why not? He goes, Alex, you outsold our snack bar area, they're losing money because of you. Everybody's spending their money on your chocolates. The school's not making money anymore. You can't do it. And I'm thinking, oh, that stinks. That's horrible. This was a good thing.
Yeah.
And I said, well, so you're telling me I can't sell candy on campus, right? And he goes, that's right. Okay. So what I do? I sold candy off of campus.
Across the street.
Across the street, just off the campus there in the morning and after school.
Technicality, baby.
And it was funny because the principal would stand in front when school was out and make sure all the kids were leaving. And he would just look at me right across the street, just eyeballing me, thinking, oh, this kid. But I didn't quit. You know, there's always hurdles that come up in life.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can think two ways, right? You can think, oh, okay, well, I guess I'll have to stop. I can't do anything about it. Or you can say, well, what are the other options? There's got to be another way to do this. Yeah. And that's kind of what I always do. I always think if somebody tells me no, it's usually either there's another option. I just got to figure it out, or I'm just talking to the wrong person. And that's always been my mentality, obviously at a young age, even in junior high. So that was fun. So I've always had this entrepreneurial mindset where I'm thinking, you know, I want to work for myself. And that's kind of what transpired when I visited with you about it, thinking I'm going to do real estate.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And you already had that mindset, which I did not have. I did not have, you know, that figure that you had as your dad,
yeah,
which was an entrepreneur himself.
Yeah.
And who's built companies and worked hard his whole life and all that.
Still does.
And
so, yeah.
And you had all of those examples already, or that yearning to be just like that. And the training actually at 8 years old.
Yeah.
From going out and hustling. And as I love how you said that you were partners. I notice you choose to work with your children differently than a lot of people.
Yeah.
And that's a very big priority for you and your wife.
Absolutely.
You and Shayna have been together on this from day one, and it's so healthy because you're not trying to put them in a box or follow the system as it is. Right. Knowing the system is changing, just a lot of people haven't come to terms with that. Tell me about that. What, you got a big commitment there. You were with your son today. I saw you at the Y.
Yeah, absolutely.
Again, and that's one of the things you guys do together.
We do.
And he's been looking really good, and competing, and he's feeling better about himself.
Absolutely.
And tell me about that.
Well, you know, we homeschool our children.
Yeah.
And that was something, we didn't decide to do that right off the bat. AJ went to Berean Academy for a couple of years, private school here in town, or just outside of town. And then, you know, my wife, we were just talking and she just says, you know, I think we need to homeschool our kids. And it was just the climate and the way, Not that it's a bad thing, but for us, it just wasn't going to work.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't like the structure. We didn't like the way things were being told, the way things were being taught. We didn't like the way we had to drop them off early in the morning. And they're at school all the way until 3, and they wouldn't be home because they're taking the bus until 5. I mean, it was just crazy.
Yeah.
It was like, we're losing out all this time. We're not seeing our kids. And by the time they come home, we shove food in their mouth, and if they're in sports, we run them off to sports. By the time they're done with sports, it's time to come home and take a bath, and you're in bed. Like, where's that time where we get to actually spend time with our kids? You know, it just hit us hard because we got to thinking, you know, we're only going to have them until they're 18, and time just flies. And you know, we decided, you know, we want to try this. You know, and it was through lots of prayer. And just visiting her and I talking together, and where we came up with that decision of that's what we're going to do. And that's what we do now with all three of our kids. So AJ's 8, Cammie's 6, and or no, I'm sorry. AJ's 12, Cammie's 6, and Samuel's. AJ's 12, Cammie's 8, and Samuel's 6. Sorry.
Yeah, going fast.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking, God, that time does fly.
It's fast. AJ's 12.
Yeah, I know.
That's crazy.
He's
going to
be 13. That's insane. I can't believe I'm going to have a teenager in October. I know.
And a little carbon hall teenager.
Yeah, I know. Looking forward to it. I know. Looking forward to it. But yeah, so being able to homeschool, it just gives us more opportunity to be with our kids, but not only that, instill values in them throughout the time we're spending with them in the day that we normally wouldn't have, because they're going to be in school, possibly being taught by teachers who maybe don't have the same beliefs or maybe the same values that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't want that. And, right. And so now we get to do that. And like you mentioned, so we get to work out in the mornings, and that's part of our curriculum, right? PE.
Yeah.
But not only is it good exercise for him, I get to teach him about lifting weights, and he's getting super strong, and it's so much fun because he gets to see it as well.
Mm-hmm.
But there's that bonding time, that time where I can visit with him about things, about being a young man and what it's going to be like to be a teenager, and just kind of prepare him for those things. It's that hopefully I'm hoping that in doing this that it'll make those teenage years a lot easier for everyone.
Absolutely.
He's a good kid. All my kids are good kids. That one-on-one time is just, it's valuable. I love that one-on-one time with all of my kids.
Yeah.
But that's what we get to do. And so homeschooling allows us to have more of that one-on-one time, which hopefully will play a big role on how we're building that foundation with them.
Well, you're a humble guy, and I want to tell you that your kids are great kids.
Thank you.
And I love them. AJ is so good to Xavier, which is my son.
Yeah.
He looks up to him a ton. Yeah. And when he's here, you know, he's getting older, so he's not able to be around as much because he has his own things that he's doing, and that's great. But Xavier looks up to him. Cammie is an amazing friend to him, and he's getting ready for the summertime. He's like, Cammie will be coming over, you know, and they get to spend time together.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we all love Sammy. He's just like, he's got that thing. All your kids are special, but
Sammy.
Yeah, Sammy's got that thing, right? And that energy and that presence and the way he engages you.
Yeah.
And he's learning from bigger brother and bigger sister in a way that's, you have great kids, and you guys can tell you spend a lot of time and you communicate well with them, and they're really respectful even when you're not around.
Yeah.
And those are the things that a lot of times parents don't hear.
We hope that.
when they're here.
Yeah.
They watch each other too. And hey, you know, we're not supposed to have that.
That's awesome.
Or hey, my mom probably doesn't want me doing that. And they will tell you.
Good.
And that's that's almost unbelievable. They don't try to sneak it.
Right.
You know, because it's time that you could probably sneak it.
Right.
And I really respect that.
That's awesome.
And they probably know that I might ask.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. They beat you to the punch.
That's
and
cool.
So that's just a sign of a great kid.
Yeah.
Love my kids get to spend time with them.
Yeah.
And designing your life is a thing that I've seen you do. You never take from the Alex that I've met to the Alex today, even from the very beginning, you never just take what people give to you as is.
Right.
You always, you've had an ability to step back and look at it. Mm-hmm. And as you go into real estate and the market, and as it's shifting and you're reinventing all the time because of all these new platforms and tools that people are into, you've built and you're building an amazing team. Tell me about how that translates from you kind of designing your family life the way you want and you kind of bringing your friends the way that makes sense for you, and then your business, right? What is that? Tell me about real estate and your team and how you're looking at that right now.
Yeah, well, so when I first started real estate, I was probably one of the younger ones around. And you're right. I always look for technology stuff that's not happening right now. I try to find those opportunities. And I think that's extremely important for anyone to do. You just don't want to step into something without really evaluating things and seeing and pointing out what are those opportunities. If I'm going to do this, how can I expose some of these opportunities to benefit me and what I want to do? And then you come up with a game plan. And a plan is so important. So many people don't plan for things. They don't have a game plan. They don't have a business plan or something like that. They don't have the structure necessary to be able to move forward. They're just kind of floundering all day. And so that's big for me. And I'm working with my agents on that as well, as far as breaking up your day. What's your day like? How are you planning your day out so you're not floundering? So that whatever you're doing it because you've planned it. And if you do that consistently over and over again, you're going to see some great results. And so when I first got into real estate, you know, I was one of the first ones who had a Palm Pilot. If you remember with the Palm Pilot, yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, the Palm Pilot.
You were talking to buy one right away.
So I had a Palm Pilot and I'm like, yeah, I'm up with technology. Nobody else had one. And so I saw that opportunity of being that realtor in the area who was on top of technology. And I used that technology because I knew it was going to help me help my clients better. It was going to help me to be able to provide a better service for my clients. And that's why I did it. And that's why I do it now. I'm always looking for that technology. And that's what I do as the owner broker. I'm always looking down the pipeline, trying to see, okay, what's new, what's coming into the market that will help our agents continue to be number one. Cause you know, right now we are the only locally owned franchise in Harvey County. Mm. All the other franchises in the area are owned by other people outside of Harvey County. Mm. And that's huge for us, especially when we're talking to everyone and we're talking about, you know, buy local, that type of thing. You know, we hope people do the same thing with RE/MAX. Use your locally owned franchised RE/MAX in the area because those dollars are going to stay local. They're not going to someone else outside of the area.
Right.
We shop local. All of our agents are local. So that's a big deal for us. And we're on that bandwagon too with the chamber and everyone else.
Yeah.
But technology is huge. We have meetings once a month, trainings. That's where I'm always presenting to the agents. Hey, here's some ideas. Here's some things. You know, we're one of the first ones to do video with our listings. And just videos all together as far as going out into the community and just kind of sharing stuff in the community. So technology is big with me because it helps us help our clients better. And if we can provide that better service, that's what we want to do. Ultimately, that's who we want to be. We want to be those realtors that embrace technology because we know it's going to help our clients even better. Right. What was your other question?
Just staying up on tech, but you know, because we went from how you basically design your life.
Right.
And you choose to design it. And it's not that you're saying anybody else's way is bad. It's just saying it's not for you.
Right.
And you take action on it.
Yeah.
And you've said a lot of great things, and I'll pull these nuggets out here in a little bit. But we wanted to know about your business and then your agents and how you pour into them. Because I know you have some pretty superstar people on your team that have tons of potential to work. You guys have amazing platform to grow on as, you know, under that RE/MAX umbrella.
That's right.
And Balloon.
Yeah.
It is, the numbers are pretty cool. I've been watching since their IPO, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of interesting new systems coming into play.
Right.
But they still really don't compare if you really look at that as a franchise.
Right.
All right. And for you to be, and I didn't really realize that you were the only locally owned franchise in Harvey County, which is a big deal.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's always been that way. I mean, it's been that way for a very long time, not always, but a very long time.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And then tell me about mentorships, man.
Yeah.
I know you've been mentored and you mentor people.
Absolutely.
And you're intentional about that.
Yeah.
And what I'm hearing here is the kind of the theme of your life is intentionality.
That's right.
It's what I'm seeing. And I'm going to wrap these out after we're done.
Yeah.
Because I think people will not be surprised, but it's like, you know, when we go to church, you hear things and you kind of know that.
Yeah.
But it's nice to have a refresher.
Yeah.
And it's really, we try to overcomplicate things as people more than it needs to be. Yeah. But tell me about what, real quick, go back and tell me about your team real quick.
Okay. So right now there's 11 of us. And I actually just brought on my brother, Joe Carbajal, and he's starting out with us. He's licensed now. So he rounds us off at 11, and it's going to be awesome working with him. He's ready to go. We've been working on some trainings and whatnot. So he's really anxious to get going. He's working, already showing some houses. So, but there's 11 of us. And, you know, I guess the most important thing that I work with the agents on is, you know, building those relationships with folks. Because, I mean, in this business, it's not about, in my opinion, it's not about just numbers. It's about, you know, people want to work with somebody that they have a good relationship with. And me personally, you know, I'm not perfect. I try to be the, you know, I always, just like I tell my kids, you know, you want to do the right thing even when we're not looking. And that's why it's humbling to hear you say that when they're here and we're not here, that they're doing that. They're listening to us. They're trying to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. And as agents, you know, we always want to be that same thing. We want to make sure that we're honest, that we're always looking out for our clients' best interest. But most importantly, I mean, we want to build those relationships. My hope with each one of my clients is that, because I feel this way, that there's a friendship there. I want, you know, all my clients to know that we're friends. They can contact me anytime about anything. And it's not just about business, you know, and I've kind of been hashtagging this lately as, you know, I'm your friend in the business, because I really do truly feel that way. And I want all of our agents to feel that way, and everybody's moving towards that direction there, and everybody's on board with that. You know, let's make sure that everybody knows we're their friend in the business, and that's what we are. So there's 11 of us in the office, and we have agents in Derby, Marion County, obviously the Harvey County area. We're just kind of all over the place. And we're always looking to grow. You know, I'm wanting to share this experience with other agents that maybe don't have a healthy home somewhere else with another company. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're looking to grow as a company. So if anybody is out there who wants to experience what we're experiencing here at RE/MAX and what we're doing here at RE/MAX, just give me a call anytime or just contact me. I love to talk to people. I mean, I love having those relationships with folks. And it's something that I enjoy doing at a very young age. Just getting to know someone, it just means a lot to me, because there's that personal relationship there, and I'm all about that. Right. But as a team, that's what we're doing. That's what we're moving towards. And I think that's one of the main reasons why we do so well in the area. You know, we're not the biggest company, but we do more deals than all the other companies. So we're not the biggest, but we like to say we're the best.
Right. And you're very competitive.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's, you know, someone like yourself and we are both pretty competitive, in a lot of ways. Similarities in there, so I understand where you're at for the most part. Mentorships, it's hard when you're as competitive as you are, mm-hmm. to have mentors, the same mentors for too long.
Right.
How do you manage your mentorship relationship? Do you look for different mentorships? Do you keep with one? Do you just follow people for a certain amount of time and then borrow from other people? Are they always people? Are they in books? How do you do that? Because you're intentional about these things. Absolutely. Tell me about mentorships and how you see that.
You know, you have to reflect on yourself and as a person and where you're at in life. And then you have to find that person who has already gone down that road. That can help you as you're going through those experiences. And that's kind of what I look for. And then I try to be that person for others as well. So, for example, John, I hope he doesn't mind me mentioning him. He's got his own business. He's a student at Bethel College. Mm-hmm. He has JQ Enterprises. He was a basketball player there for a couple years. And now he's just concentrating on his own business. Which is awesome. So he's running his own business while he's going through college at Bethel. And so he comes into my office. He knows I have an open door policy. He calls me whenever he wants. He bounces ideas off of me. I give him feedback. And that's what I try to be also in our community. I want our community in our, I want this area to just thrive. And however I can help with that, I want to do it. So if it's being available to young entrepreneurs, young people who aspire to be something great, and if I can help them with even one little bit of advice, I want to do that.
Right.
Because I'm hopeful that they'll want to stay here and help, want to do the same thing in our community. And maybe they'll see that as value and be like, hey, I want to make sure that I'm there available for maybe someone younger than me who maybe aspires to do the same things.
Right.
So, but as far as mentoring, it's just important to find those people that, that are going to help you get to that next level in life, right, and also in business. You know, whether it's your pastor, that's going to help you reflect on personal things and personal growth and spiritual growth, or if it's a business person, that's going to help you grow your business to that next level. So it's finding those people that are going to fill those voids. That's the important thing.
Yeah, that's really good. I went to a deal out here at the Clover Cliff Ranch, and it was a group of guys who came together, and we talked about all these things and being intentional, and about who are the five people in your circle now, and being intentional about asking some of those people to hold you accountable in certain areas that are their strengths, and then making sure you're providing value as well to those people. And so I'm in that vein right now, actually really refining. And as I have another shift in my life, and I'm looking at things differently with more information because I've had more experiences, I'm trying to figure out not only how do I lend, but how do I go to the people that are going to push me and make me better?
That's right.
And then give them permission to be accountable to them, and vice versa.
Yeah.
And ask for that, and like actually have the conversation. Because as dudes, a lot of times we don't have that talk. We kind of take it, or we kind of think it's there, but we don't really have the talk because of whatever reason, whatever dudes do. And I think it's healthy just to say, hey, dude, you know what? I noticed, one, give some praise.
Yeah.
You're really good at A, B, and C.
Right.
And I want to become better there more aware. So can I have you help me, even if it's 15 minutes every other week, to hold me accountable to these things and some goals and some stuff? And hopefully you earn more time if you don't really have a good connection. But, you know, a lot of the guys I've called, they're more than willing to give me an hour every week.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of time for me. But if it's really worth it, are you going to make that work?
Yeah.
Because if you're not meeting with them the whole hour, then you have that rest of that time to really look at what you're doing and dig in deeper on getting better in that area. So if I meet with, let's say, a Steve Kelly for 15 minutes, well, I have 45 more minutes to devote to one, that meeting that we had, and two, being focused on, am I really taking action on these things that he's giving me feedback on, et cetera, right?
Yeah.
And so that's been really fun. And to see you always, you've done that from day one. And I had to learn that, you know, later on in life. Yeah. And I'm still, I think we'll always be working on it.
Yeah.
But my intentionality is to create groups of people. And real quick off my soapbox here in just a second. You know, I talk to these people who have these real grandiose visions of things they want to do. And I was talking to, you know, Devin about this the other day. And, but there's people right next to us that can use the skill sets that we have right now, but we want to do all these things that are kind of out of our reach. So it's nice to talk about them. It sounds good to your circle of influence, but actually taking action and pitching in, it's a different world.
Oh, yeah.
And we have enough right around us every day. And why don't we be the best person right there for the person right next to us?
That's right.
And a lot of times with today, it's easy to reach out and be social media and all these other things. But how do we give to each other in a productive way and build the community and fight for the guy right next to you right now?
That's right.
You know, and what are those action steps look like?
Yeah.
And so thank you for pushing on that. And that, I agree with you. I'm starting a men's group actually here pretty soon, and you'll be getting a call about that. So.
Awesome. Yeah. Looking forward to it. That accountability that you talked about. I mean, that's something that I've been pushing in my office here lately. And I wish more agents would take me up on it, but the ones that have, I mean, I think they can, they would say that their growth this year has just been unbelievable. And it's just amazing what happens when number one, you goal set, you have your goal set for the hour, for the day, for the week. And then you meet with someone at the end of that week and you have to visit with them and say, I didn't meet that goal. And here's the reason why, or maybe there isn't a reason. Maybe I just got lazy.
Right.
So when you have to meet someone and be held accountable, that's huge. That'll get you to that next level. And so that's really what I'm working on in my office too, is to get all the agents to get to join me on this accountability plan so that they can get to the next level. And that's huge. And I mean, it'll get someone to produce a lot more.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're pushing in the office too. So it's, yeah.
It's good for you. Good for them. Everybody's winning in the experience. Where's Alex Wednesdays? Tell me about that. Yeah. And I love that you're doing that.
Yeah.
Tell me about your version of it.
So where's Alex Wednesdays? So the idea came up, the end of last year, and it was mainly me wanting to get out and promote our community, right? Hashtag WAW. And I want, you know, I got to thinking, you know, there's a lot of local businesses that maybe don't, really understand the power of social media, and maybe don't have, the ability to do those things. And I thought, how fun would it be? I have a camera, I have a tripod, I have a lapel mic, and all it takes for me is to go out to visit with these companies, these business owners, and share their product with everyone. I was like, I'm going to do that. That sounds like so much fun. But not only that, I'm going to build a relationship with somebody that I didn't know before. And again, just going back to that's my foundation is I want to be friends with everybody. I mean, I don't ever want to have an enemy. I just want friends.
And it's legit.
It is. It is.
You're legit.
It's sincere. People, it really is.
It is. It's who you are. Everybody that knows you knows that.
Right.
And it's interesting to me that people want to take that the wrong way. That's why I'm glad we're having this time for you to unpack who you really are. Because as a friend for 20 years, you were that from the first time I met you and you're just very engaging.
Right.
And what you just said is, this is fun.
Yeah.
It's throw up to somebody else with a different personality type, right?
Yeah, it is. That's true.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, my personality type does allow me to do that as well. And there's some business owners who, you know, there's chefs who are passionate about cooking and they want to open up restaurants, but maybe don't have any idea about what it takes to run a business or marketing or anything like that. And so I saw that and I was like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to create this hashtag. I'm going to create these videos and just share them on social media. And it's been great. I mean, we do giveaways. We do the hashtag WAW. It's just been fun. And the good thing is people outside of our area are commenting now about, oh, I didn't know about that place. I'm going to go check it out. And just the other day I ran into a group of guys. It was on the weekend. It was a car club coming in from Wichita, coming to Newton because of one of the videos that they saw, and they were going to come dine here.
That's cool, man.
And I was like, that's awesome. That's exactly what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So bringing more awareness to our community, because we have a lot of very cool restaurants and cool things to do here, and that was the goal.
Yeah.
You know, and the name of the Facebook page is Cool Places to Visit in Harvey County.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
So,
cool places to visit in Harvey County.
That's where all the videos go. And again, we promote it. We get it out there. We try to get as many people to follow it as possible to get the word out about Harvey County, because, you know, I'm passionate about it. This is where I live. This is where my kids are. You know, if I don't have anything, now we're not perfect. Everybody knows that, but I'll tell you what, I love where we live. And I'll stand up for any day.
Absolutely.
And if anybody talks negatively about it, you know, I'll stand up for it because this is where we live. We can't talk bad about the place where we come, where we live, where we're growing where we're raising our family, where we're trying to create something here.
That's right.
You know, so I'm out there just being positive about our community. That's all I want to do.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
And you got me jacked up because I want to unpack this for some people here. It's okay. You take hours to go out and visit, meet people.
Mm-hmm.
It's a creative way to create a new friendship,
yep,
and possible distributor to what you serve people by doing, which is real estate,
right,
which is just something you do.
Mm-hmm.
But you're bringing so much value to that person and you're putting the video together and you're helping them in a way where there's a car club coming in. They could get 30 new people, even if they just come in one time to eat.
Right.
That's a great day for a small business owner.
Absolutely.
I want people to do that for me and go ahead and use my brand.
Right.
And go ahead and, hey, you know what? I'm going to want to call you when I need your product because you actually spent some time to care and give me something.
Right.
And legitimately care, knowing nothing might come back, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But it's the sincereness that you do that. Because some people, the only reason he's doing it, that's so bad.
Right.
That thinking.
Right.
And it's like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Like that never came across my mind at all when I thought about doing that.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It was like, let me help people.
Yeah, and I know that's you. And then you get these types, and that's why I love your breaking down. We got to be more positive and supportive of each other. And we've got some of the best. And You know, there's some things that I do get upset about. I wish we were more local,
right?
And we're working on it.
Yeah.
And that's good. I tell people we're small enough to be a really amazing community,
absolutely,
but we're big enough to have huge impact.
Yeah.
And really set models up, and we can communicate, move fast.
Yes.
And the guys like us getting together and with the teammates and people that we have around us and the communication and how we can support each other.
Yeah.
It's limitless right now with these new tools. Absolutely. This would have been millions of dollars to set this up before.
Oh yeah.
And here we are doing it.
That's right.
I mean, and we have more access than ever before.
Right.
And to tell each other stories is a great thing.
Oh yeah,
you know, really, you got to humanize each other.
Absolutely,
get out of the stuff, and we're all people.
That's
and
right.
We all want the same things.
Yeah.
And me and you, one of the things I wanted to come out in this podcast is when I first met you, we had so much in common.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's like that everywhere.
Right.
We are all people.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
And at the end of the day, why don't we just open up our mouths and, you know, even if we and you didn't agree on 30% of things,
right?
And I say this at the last podcast too, are we going to leave 70% on the table of greatness?
Right. Exactly.
That formula is broken.
Right.
Even at 50%, dude, there's 50% of value I can learn and yearn and gain from you. And I'll respect the 50% for me personally that right. I don't, but at least if I may come to you for something.
Yeah.
Because at least I know where you stand and I appreciate that.
That's right.
And at the end of the day, I just love what you're doing with that. Where's Alex Wednesday are cool places to visit in Harvey County.
Yeah.
I love what it stands for. I see other people doing similar things now.
Right.
I see some of your agents taking heed and online.
Yes.
and they're doing, they're getting better and better.
Yeah.
And they're really good at it now. And I don't know what they think about it, but I see the ones that are doing it.
Yes.
And I'm so proud of that because yeah. I'm like, that is amazing. I wouldn't have known you were that good at what you did.
Right.
And it's not about celebrating yourself. It's about celebrating your clients. And that's what they're doing.
Absolutely.
And they're just excited about their career and what they're offering. And they're not, you know, they're putting it out there. And
yeah.
I just think it's really good stuff. And yeah. I think that's going to help our community as a whole. So thank you for leading the charge on
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. That's the goal. Again, we got to build up this community. This is where we're from. This is where we're at. This is where we dine and play. This is where we're raising our families. So
yeah.
Let's make it the best place ever.
Yeah. I want my kids to come back if they choose to leave.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. And I want it to be really hard for them not to want to be here.
That's right.
You know,
I agree.
And so we got to go do it.
That's right.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that.
Absolutely.
And in closing, man, I just want to kind of give you the floor. Is there any special message you have for the community, for your clients, for your team, for your friends out there, anything that you want to leave us with?
Yeah. You know, again, I just, number one, thank you for having me here. This is a great opportunity. Again, like you said, just so that people can see who I really am, because yeah. you don't get that a lot.
Right.
And until you really talk to someone, then you kind of understand the type of person that person is. So
yeah.
thanks for having me here.
Thank
loving
you for
this
the
time. Absolutely. Love what you're doing. You know, again, just want to just ask everyone if you're looking to buy or sell, give your local, your only family owned, locally owned franchise in Harvey County a call.
Yeah.
Buy local, shop local, use your local professionals. That's how we're going to improve our community, by using the local people in the area, going shopping locally and doing all that stuff locally, because all that money just comes back into the community. Mm-hmm. And that was my platform when I was the president of the chamber as well, you mm-hmm. know, really pushing for that, people to shop locally. Mm-hmm. So we would be honored if you called our office 316-283-1000 and visited with any one of our agents. We have super awesome agents and they're available anytime. We have an awesome office manager. So our vibe is really, really positive right now in the office. And if anybody wants to join us, contact me anytime. You can find me anywhere. You can Google me and find me. My number is 288-9142. Again, just want to encourage everyone out there. Just let's get out and let's make this community the best it can be. Everybody can contribute something. Even if it's not a lot, everybody can contribute. Even if it's 1%, let's put some positive vibes out there. Let's make our community the best it can be, because this is where we live. Let's be proud of that. Yeah, like I said, we're not perfect, but let's do our best. Let's play our role. Let's do our part to make this the best community ever.
And we're going to put all those links down below, so they'll be able to access
awesome.
Your real estate agents, yourself, so recruiting opportunities to sell homes, people looking to be investors in properties. You have all the information
absolutely.
And knowledge, and just a personal testimony. Yeah. Not only are you a great friend, you're my real estate agent.
Yep.
And, I would have bought a house that had 27 acres at the time.
Right.
That if there was a catastrophic event, I would have been done. They wouldn't have been able to rebuild because of ordinances.
Right.
Now, you helped me through the auction, and a lot of people were, why would you take it? Well, this is why, right? This is why you hire a professional.
Right.
We went to the auction. We went away. We got the house.
Right.
But it was at 27 acres at the time.
Right.
You knew stuff, but you didn't. You had to go through the process.
Right.
And so you, after that, you led me through the rest of what was going on, the process, gave me information. Mm-hmm. That was vital in the Midwest with tornadoes and other things.
Absolutely.
Fire. I would have paid what I paid for land that's not farmable.
Right.
I have, the lake, as they call it, out in the back. And 27 acres with a house that couldn't have been rebuilt legally.
Yeah, that's right.
And there was probably ways we could have fought. It would have cost a lot of money and time and pushing around.
Right.
But now I don't have to worry about that because you went to bat for me.
Absolutely.
Ended up with 40 acres, which is what I wanted anyways.
Yeah.
And I'm compliant. Now that rule's changed, but it didn't at the time.
Right.
And now I'm compliant. Yeah. And I just found out that rule changed here 4 or 5 months ago, which is great
recently,
for me.
Yeah.
It's a great thing.
Yeah.
Great things are happening. I don't even know.
That's right.
But I'm living in what would have been beyond a dream home for me.
Yeah.
And so thank you for taking care of me. Thank you for taking care of my family. My sister just got her dream property. She's going to start building a house on.
Yeah.
And you helped them with that transaction.
Absolutely.
And that was aggressive and quick, but you did it.
Yeah.
And many others that I've referred to over the years, I've never had anybody unhappy. I know there are unhappy people out there because when you do business, it happens.
Right.
It's usually somebody that didn't pay the rent or something, not always, but sometimes and a lot of the time, but those things are going to happen. But I just wanted to say, thank you for your time. Thank you for what the energy you bring. Thank you for teaching me how to design my life, believing in me before I believed in myself and kind of seeing that part in me that I didn't see at the time when I was down on myself because of choices I was making.
Right.
There's some people out there that just bring tons of value. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to say thank you for being that guy for me and being one of my best friends and being a guy I can count on.
Yep.
Just when I have a hard time, you're going to tell me how it is.
Yep.
But I always know you're doing it in love.
That's right.
And you carry yourself that way in business and your family life and your friendship life. And you're one of the best people I know.
Thanks.
And that's an honest to God truth. And some of my other Thresher brothers, Owens is another one that I can say, we're so blessed to have each other.
Right.
And, there's guys out there doing amazing things that we, in our fraternity, Tribbiano and I can go on and on and on.
Right.
Big Borts out there.
Yeah.
And what he's doing in his family and how he's loving on his family, Steve Martin and what he's doing with his family.
Exactly.
And the focus he puts on growing and self-improvement. And I'm just so blessed to have grown up around you guys, but you have been here with me through the whole journey.
Right.
And thank you for that. Thank you for being a friend.
Oh yeah.
Thank you for giving back to our community.
Thank
and if you need anything in real estate, thank you to our sponsors, Remax Associates.
That's right.
And one of my best friends, Alex Carbajal.
Thank you.
And if you're looking, if you're a real estate agent now and you're looking for a new home, somebody that's going to, mentor you, give you time, pour into you, so there's expectations.
Right.
Because you don't just take everybody because you have to interview them first and
absolutely.
All that. But if you're a good fit for the team, man, what a growing group of people to be involved with.
Oh, yeah.
Remax and one of the best brands in the world.
That's
the
right.
The top selling brand in
it
the
is.
World
absolutely.
In real estate.
It is.
That's pretty amazing.
Absolutely.
And we got a broker right here in front of me.
That's right.
So, wow. Yeah. What a ride, right?
Yes. It's awesome.
Hey, man. Well,
thank
let's go
you,
grab
Eddie.
Some water, chill
sounds
out,
good.
And maybe cook some burgers.
Sounds great.
All right,
thanks, Eddie.
Appreciate you, bro.
Thank you.
Yep. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Harvey County Digital, out.